you, Becklin.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Look, the San Diego Gulls came into tonight's game five games below 500, but they have no question turned a corner. They now have points in five straight as they pick up a 5-2 win tonight. And it was all about their second period. They explode for three goals. They jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Barracuda would get two past Cali Clang, but it wasn't enough as their seven-game point streak comes to an end here on the road. And the Gulls have now beat the Barracuda in back-to-back games. And in three games, you think about the three games. The first one decided by a goal, 2-1 win for the Barracuda. The second decided by a goal, 2-1 win for San Diego in a shootout. And tonight, much larger of a discrepancy and really a dominating performance for the home team. They got very good goaltending, very stout defensively. They don't give up a ton. And when they get offense, this is going to be a very hard team to beat because of the style that they play with. And the Barracuda just with no answer tonight, as they fall by a score of 5-2. Final shots in this game, 33-30 in favor of the winning San Diego Gulls. Barracuda did outshoot the Gulls 8-7 in the third period. Really liked that third for San Jose. Unfortunately, they were playing from behind, down by three, just could not mount the comeback, and they fall by a final score of 5-2. Let's recap this one. In the first, Barracuda, I thought, were the better team in the first. They outshot San Diego 12-7. But Cali Clang, very sharp as he was back on December 4th, perfect in the first period, and the Gulls would find a way to break through as they get a goal from probably their hottest player right now in Igor Sidorov, who now has goals in four straight, five goals during that span. As San Diego wins a foot race to a puck in the right corner, it ends up on the stick of Sidorov, and Sidorov, no mistake, goes upstairs short side to give San Diego a 1-0 lead. Time the goal at 14:06 of the first. Mishak and Luneau pick up the assist. Feed intended for Sidorov. Couldn't reel it in. No icing on the play. Foot race won by the goals. Sidorov's got the puck holding, shooting, and he scores upstairs. A beautiful shot from Igor Sidorov, and he continues to roll. He's got goals in four straight. And the Gulls take a 1-0 lead. The time of the goal at 14:06. Kind of one of those periods where you felt like the Barracuda, they did a lot of good things. Again, I thought they played most of the period in control of the game, but it was the Gulls who scored that one goal, and it was a very deflating goal in that sense because San Jose played well in the first, yet they were down 1-0 after a period. So we'd go to the second. Again, shots in the first, 12-7. In the second, San Diego really would find their groove. An early penalty against Ethan Cardwell for tripping at the 58-second mark would kind of open up the offense for the goals. They would not score on the power play, but right after the opportunity, they would. At 7:54, Tristan Luneau, just an absolute missile upstairs. His first in the AHL. Sidorov, who scored the first goal, got the primary assist. And back from injury after a seven-game absence, Carson Meyer would pick up the secondary assist as the goals in the second period had a 2-0 lead and all the momentum in their favor. Luneau walking the line, gives it off. San Diego up by a goal, trying to add to their lead. Near side, Luneau, top of the circle, shoots and scores. Upstairs on Askarov. And the Gulls are winning all the battles, and they have extended their lead 2-0. Beautiful shot there by Tristan Luneau, who puts it upstairs with traffic in front. So Tristan Luneau makes it 2-0 San Diego goals with tons of momentum in front of a great crowd. But the Barracuda had a real chance in that second period to kind of get things back in their favor. They'd go on to their first power play after Luneau was called for hooking at 10:22. Unfortunately, while on the power play, the Barracuda would do something they've only done one other time this year, and that was give up a shorthanded goal. Philip Bista was upended in the high slot, lost control of the puck, lost his footing. It would lead to a 2-on-1 back the other way. And the San Diego Goals would extend their lead with a shorthanded tally on a 2-on-1 advantage. Saw on the team. Bodorowski skates right up the middle of the ice. Veers it right wing side. Graf seams it now for Beasted. Bouncing puck. Then he's upended. Another chance developing for the Goals. Going to be a 2-on-1. Here comes San Diego. Mishak shoots and scores. All San Diego at that point, game completely in their control, up by a score of 3-0, but they were not going to take their foot off the pedal in the second period. They'd score another goal and jump out to a 4-0 lead. The Barracuda had chances to clear the puck out of their own defending zone, but the Goals, just like the first goal, they win a battle, they win control, they put it on net, it gets tipped through the five hole of Askarov. Nathan Gauthier, who had the game winner back on December 4th in the 12th round of the shootout, tips home his first of the year, first goal in over 30 games for the former number one draft choice, and the Goals jump out to a 4-0 lead. Time the goal for Gauthier in that second period at 14:36, Colangelo and Sidorov with the assist. Work it up the near side wall for Bortolo. Coming down the boards, Luneau picked up Sidorov, slung into the net, save. Nope, it trickled through. Tipped through the five hole, and Nathan Gauthier finally has a goal. And you look at the celebration, tells the full story. Gauthier with a great tip through the five hole of Askarov. All goals at that point, they lead 4-0. You figured for the Barracuda, if they had any chance to get back into the game, they needed a goal in that second, and they would get just that from Lucas Van Robois, who continues to provide offense. He'd pick the puck up, work his way below the left dot, and snap one short side on Callie Klang to get the Barracuda on the board with under a minute to go in the second period. Time of the goal for Van Robois in 19:26. Lucas Carlson and Donovan Hull with the assist. Corner rims it around the wall, 40 seconds to go in the period. Carlson, left point. Now for Van Robois. Van Robois shoots, he scores! Lucas Van Robois, short side, has given the Barracuda life late in the second period. Great shot from Van Robois, and look, it was a horrible period for San Jose, but they had some life, something to build off of at the end of the period. So we go to the third. 4-1 lead for San Diego after the Goals outshot the Barracuda 19-10 of the second and outscored them 3-1. But San Jose would come out of the gates in the third period with some energy, a little bit of pep in their step. They'd have chances. Unfortunately, Callie Klang continued to be strong, and he would not allow a goal until late in the period during a 6-on-5 sequence with the extra attacker on. The Barracuda would finally get one past Klang, the second goal of the game, to make it at the time 4-2. Unfortunately, it would come at 7:17. Thomas Bortolo is fifth of the year from Ethan Cardwell and Luca Cagnoni. It would make things interesting, but it was too little, too late. The Dasher, top of the umbrella, Cagnoni near half wall, Gushin. Back up top for Cagnoni. His wrister tipped on net, loose puck bouncing around, thrown back on target. Where is it? They score! Thomas Bortolo tips it past the goal line. It's a 4-2 lead now for San Diego. As it was sitting right on the line, Bortolo noticed it and tipped it home. Great effort by Bortolo. Another goal for him, his second in his last three games, fifth of the season. Barracuda on the board, unfortunately, too little, too late. And Sam Colangelo with 6 seconds to go in regulation would seal it with his 10th of the year, an empty netter for Colangelo, who's just reassigned back from the NHL's Anaheim Ducks. So with the win, the San Diego Goals extend their point streak to 5 straight games. They are playing their best hockey of the season, no question about it. With the win, San Diego improves on the season now to 8-12-1-2. They are 2-1 against San Jose. The Barracuda are now 15-7-0-1. Their 7-game point streak comes to an end. Barracuda will turn right back around tomorrow. They will take on the Ontario Reign. Meanwhile, the next time the San Diego Goals are on the ice, they'll travel and make their way to Tucson to take on the Tucson Roadrunners coming up this week. So a disappointing outcome and game all in all for the Barracuda. They knew it was going to be a challenge. This Goals team has given them really everything they could handle through 2 games up in Northern California, and they continued to be what is going to be a tough challenge all season long, and they proved it again tonight. Just the defensive play, their man-on-man defense, the way they kind of clog things up. They don't give up a ton of chances. And then if the offense is going, it's going to be a hard team to beat, and they've gotten some great goaltending as well via Cali Klang, who picks up another win. And with the win, Klang has his sixth victory of the year, and his lifetime record now improves to 2-4 against the Barracuda. He is 2-1 against San Jose this year. Losing goaltender Yaroslav Askarov, his record now against the goals lifetime, 2-4-1. He is now 1-1-1 against San Diego on the season. And Askarov's record is now 9-4-1. His winning streak comes to an end at 2, was riding a 4-game point streak entering this evening, but he is the losing goaltender. So the Barracuda will have to have a short memory again, turn around tomorrow. It's a 5 o'clock puck drop in Ontario at the Toyota Arena against the Ontario Arena. Again, final shots tonight, 33-30 in favor of the goals. Both teams went 0-for-2 on the power play. Goals did have that shorthanded goal from Mishak. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 24 minutes, 8,223 saw it at the Pechanga Arena. Let's go over our three stars tonight as the goals win this one by a score of 5-2. Cali Klang is the number three star. 28 stops for him. Man, was he good. We saw him back on December 4th, very good in that game as well. He continues to roll. Klang has now won his last 4 consecutive games. He picks up the victory, is the number three star. Number two star is Tristan Luneau. He scored his first goal in the American Hockey League, and what a beauty it was, upstairs early in the second period, finished with a goal and assist, a +4 rating, along with 3 shots on net. Meyer also finishing with a +4 rating in the victory. Mishak had a +3 rating in the win. Number one star for the San Diego goals, no surprise, Igor Sidorov. He continues to roll. He's riding a 4-game goal streak for the rookie. He finished with 3 points, a goal, 2 assists, a +2 rating, and 3 shots on net for the young forward, Igor Sidorov. So, again, the Barracuda back on the ice tomorrow. We will have pregame coverage starting at 4:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. Sharks are off tomorrow, so we're on the main channel. You can also watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. That does it for our broadcast. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in, whether you listened or you watched. We certainly do appreciate it. Barracuda fall here tonight 5-2 against the goals, but they'll look to get back on track as they continue along on their 5-game roadie tomorrow in Ontario. Until tomorrow, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Pechanga Arena in San Diego. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.